Welcome to Shomar Shoval Nadav, your sponsor, Luri Nishmas, Aaron B'Yakov Shalom, and Leah B'Sitzchok. We're starting now the new Masechta, Maseches Moed Katan. And right away in the beginning of the Maseches, Rashi and Tosfos bring the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches to learn from the pasuk that says, Shishe Yomim Toichal Matzos, Uva Yoyim Meshvi Etzeres L'Hashem L'Kecho, that the days of Chol HaMoed, in one hand they're Asur and Melacha, but in the other hand they're not Asur and Melacha. And how can we determine what's Asur, what's Mutter? Loi Masra Kasuv Ela Lechachamim. Kshbochu gave it to the Chachamim, to Chazal, Loi Melacha Eizu Melacha Asura Veizu Muteris. Kshbochu gave Chazal the ability to decide what is Asur and what is Mutter. So comes out the Chol HaMoed is unique in the way that the Surah of Chol HaMoed depend on Chachamim. Many Rishonim learn over here that it's not an Issu De'Rabbanan, it's a Issu De'Oraisa. Meaning the Torah says that we have your Yisurin that depend on what Chachamim say. Whatever Chachamim will say, it's a Yisur, becomes Asur Mi De'Oraisa. It's a Yisur De'Oraisa that depends on Chachamim. This is something unique to Chol HaMoed specifically. And what's the idea? What's the pshat of the Chol HaMoed, which is this, the Asik of this Masechta, which is called Maseches Moed Katan? The Chol HaMoed is where you have that concept that the Chachamim have the ability to make something also in Mutter. In addition, we find over here that in this Masechta we have Hilchos Avelus. All Hilchos Avelus are brought in Masechta Moed Katan. V'aloi Davaru. Why Davka in this Masechta, in the Masechta that's Oisik in Chol HaMoed, that's what we speak about Hilchos Avelus. So the Eretz Tzvi of Ayur Tzvi Fromer says a gewaldic thing. And it's so gewaldic, it fits so much with what the Masechta is all about, that it's kedai to bring this as a gedama to the Maseches. And he explains like this. What's special about Chol HaMoed is Chol HaMoed is not mamish kodesh, and it's not mamish chol. It's something in between. That's why it's called Chol HaMoed. It's a chol and the moed together. It's right there in between the gedusha and chol. And if you think about it, that's exactly the point of what an Adam is all about. It's brought down many places. An Adam is created from neshama that comes from above and a guf that comes from below. He is a combination of kodesh and choil. And the avodah is to elevate the guf, to elevate the choil and make that into kodesh. Bring about the kodesh to spread into the choil. So Chol HaMoed, it personifies what an Adam is all about. It is the nekuda of connection between Chol and Kodesh. Chol HaMoed. So it says there at Tzvi, that's the pshat, the dafke here, chachamim, meaning human beings, are the ones that decide what is Kodesh, what's that. Because it's unique to human beings are the ones that they are the ones that create Gedusha in the world, that's the tafkit. So the Gedusha of Chol HaMoed depends on Adam, on chachamim. The Gedusha doesn't come from above like the rest of Gedushas. This Gedusha comes from an Adam to be Mekadesh with the Choyl. Anything they said is Kaddish, that becomes Kaddish. And that's the reason, says there at Tzvi, that we have Ilchus Avelus. Because what's the idea of Ilchus Avelus? The Avelus is when the Neshama leaves the body, and the end, the man of Astrim, and the body stays here. So you have the body that became Kaddish through the Neshama that was in it. And because it has Gdusha, the remnants of the Neshama that left in the body, that's why you have a Velus, you have all the dinim that have to do of how you treat the body that was left empty. How do you treat the body that was elevated to Gdusha? That's what a Velus is all about, the Gdusha that's Chal on a Choyl, on the body which is Chulim. And adds there at Tzvi, that's the reason that in Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we have a Haftar that has to do with Chiyas HaMeisim. Because Tchias HaMeisim is what? Because the body gets Kaddish. When a person, through his avodah in this world, is able to be mezakech the guf, he's able to elevate the guf, the chuli the guf, and make it Kaddish, so then that guf is zoyche to Tchias HaMeisim. That's what Chol HaMoed is all about. Chol HaMoed is taking the choil and making it moyed. It's elevating the chuli. Our Masechta is dealing with the halachis and the yonim they have to do when you take that nekudas ha'emtza between chol and kodesh and you elevate the chol to bri kodesh, what's called chulin al taras ha'kodesh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, so what's a group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.